Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us. Hi, I'm Chris Cowan with the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Recording Studio. In the past, you have heard staff give some of their recommendations for books, but this time, we're going to switch things up a bit and let some of our volunteers tell you about their favorite books that they have recorded, monitored, or reviewed while donating their time and energy for Wolfner. Let's listen in.
Hi, I'm Leslie Holloway, and I'd like to tell you about a favorite book that I've worked on. Blissfully Unremarkable, A Taste of the Mid-Century Heartland, From Hot Dish to Cold Oleo, by Tom Sodergren, DBC 29225. In this book, Tom Sodergren presents a colorful perspective on life in the Midwest during his childhood, framed by his memories of mealtime and popular foods, in which his mother's cooking figures prominently. Having grown up in central Illinois and being married to a man whose roots are firmly planted in a Missouri century farm, I could readily identify with many of Sodergren's observations. Sodergren very vividly describes not only the tastes he remembers, but also the smells and textures that left an indelible impression. He connects historical background regarding culture, technology, and world events to the evolution of food-related customs that adds a fascinating dimension to his nostalgic story. He compares and contrasts his extensive culinary experiences in adulthood with his childhood food experiences in a way that also adds depth and context to his story.
Marlene Lee. I like books that make me think. Not everyone likes serious books, and all of us have a variety of tastes that change over time. The nice thing about the Wolfner collection is that readers can always find something they like. For instance, Leslie, my monitor, and I find ourselves laughing as we read through Blissfully Unremarkable, A Taste of the Mid-Century Heartland, From Hot Dish to Cold Oleo, DBC 29225, by Tom Sodergren. But if I don't feel like laughing at being entertained, I can read the well-researched, well-written biography of Stuart Symington, a prominent Missouri political figure in the 50s and 60s. Stuart Symington, A Life, DBC 24381, by James C. Olson. I can learn a lot about the man, about the state of Missouri, and in fact about the nation during those years. Tim, my monitor partner then, and I had a great time with the politics. Literary fiction and nonfiction helped me sympathize with characters and points of view I might not otherwise be aware of. It broadens my attitudes and helps me make better choices about how to live and what to believe. An author's voice coming through carefully crafted language elevates me and helps me think more clearly. I don't like to be stuck in an attitude. I like to question assumed beliefs. I want to grow and develop. The wide variety of books in the Wolfner catalog will always enlarge my thinking and give me a more cultivated taste for living.
Hi. I'm Melanie Melton, and I'm a volunteer narrator at the Wolfner Library, and I really enjoyed working on The Steamboat Era. That's DBC 19493. I thought it did a really good job of painting the times of the steamboat era. I have always enjoyed reading about the river, the Missouri River, and I've always had a fascination with steamboats. And this book addressed the steamboats, but also by painting a picture of the entire times during which the steamboat era evolved.
Hi, this is Shirley Baker. And my favorite book so far has been 100 Things to Do at the Lake of the Ozarks Before You Die. DBC 29224. And it was written by Valerie Battle Kenzel. The reason I really like the book is because it's written with humor and in the dialect of the venue that the author covers. For instance, if her listing concerns a Mexican restaurant, she puts in some olés and some fun Hispanic phrases. If the listing is a rustic hillbilly amusement area, she writes with a backwoods twang. And all the while, she's providing really important information. Is the venue appropriate for children? Is the area hilly or require going up and down many steps? And what is the venue's most important features? Even though I don't think I would enjoy every suggestion in the book, I did enjoy reading about them. And when somebody else talks about throwing axes or escaping from rooms, I can at least have an understanding of what that entails. Another thing is, I'm a new resident to the Lake of the Ozarks, and I was frequently frustrated when the locals would describe fun things to do and then rattle off directions how to get there, or they would just say, just Google it. First, Google Maps is not a reliable guide in many areas of the lake. And second, even with internet help, the roads at the lake are often winding, they're confusing, and they've got hills and curves and offshoots. And you might drive miles, and I do mean miles, before the road you are on deadends, and it may not be at the place you wanted to go. So the book gives great advice on how to get to each venue. Call first. She provides telephone numbers, websites, and addresses. And that allows you to get information on, say, menus or ticket prices and operating hours before you begin your adventure. The book is great for someone who's just going to be visiting or vacationing at the lake. The author even gives sample agendas for short stays. I can't imagine choosing what to do on a vacation in this area. Just using local ads or browsing on the internet at specific websites. After all, the author has listed 100 things to do in one book, and with unbiased information, it's such a deal. And finally, even if you've lived at the lake for some time, the book probably has a few suggested venues that even long-timers haven't tried. And it's common for businesses here to open and close in a relatively short period of time. And this is true because business usually flourishes in the tourist season, which is only like 4 to 5 months, and then sharply declines due to the inclement weather and maybe followed by a very harsh winter. The businesses that have survived here and thrived in this difficult cycle are true classics. And the book gives you an insider's knowledge on the lake classics and the information to timely reserve your spot for that perfect lake view, meal, or room. It's truly valuable to enjoy the best of what we have. That's my reasons.
Hi, I'm Tom Stever. My favorite book I've recorded for Wolfner so far is Worst Case Colin by Rebecca Caprera. It's DBC 24415. Colin is a 12-year-old who recently lost his mother in a car accident. Although his father loves Colin, and Colin loves his father, the father, an accomplished mathematics professor, is a problem hoarder. The hoarding is so bad that Colin must continue making up excuses for his best friends, Georgia and Liam, not to come to his house. What's more, aside from being bullied at school, Colin worries about all manner of things that could hurt or kill him, like being caught in an avalanche or a riptide in the ocean, or being attacked by piranhas. He fills notebooks with step-by-step lists, which number into the hundreds of ways to survive such worst cases. It's a young person's book and written mostly in verse. The book addresses grief, mental illness, and that one never knows what another person is going through. What impresses me about Worst Case Colin is its vivid character development and its realistic setting in Bullhead City, Arizona, which lies just over the Colorado River from Laughlin, Nevada. In short, it's heartwarming. Worst Case Colin is one of my quicker reads at 4 hours 20 minutes. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I did recording it.
I would like to thank all of our volunteers for sharing their favorite books with us, as well as for all the time, effort, and energy that they put into recording and reviewing all of the books that Wolfner produces. If you are interested in any of the books that they have selected, you can download them directly from Bard or call a reader advisor at 1-800-392-2614 for Missouri residents. Out-of-state patrons can reach us at 573-751-8720. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.